Today's guest for our Animal Health Update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Lisa will be updating us on the importance of diagnostic testing.
Determining the cause of a health challenge in your pigs can be really frustrating, as it's not always a straightforward process. Submitting samples to a diagnostic lab can be considered costly, and it's always important to work with your veterinarian for guidance on what samples to collect, submit, and what tests to request, all to maximize the results you receive. When we're determining if a virus is present in your herd, a PCR test is often at the core of any diagnostic workup. A PCR, or polymerase chain reaction, is used to detect genetic material like RNA or DNA from a virus or bacteria. This diagnostic test targets a portion of the virus's genetic code, and it's intended to determine if the virus is present or not in the sample you submit. In addition, there's another test called a quantifying PCR or qPCR that can also tell you how much virus is in the sample, that also provides some information how recently an outbreak occurred. Many viruses like PRRS or PED have multiple strains, and each of those strains have differences in their genetic code. PRRS, for example, has many lineages that have varying genetic fingerprints, such as L1C or L1A. To understand what strain is present, to evaluate vaccine efficiency, and determine if other production interventions like feedback are working the best they can, sometimes it's important to consider doing a deeper dive into the full genetic code. This is known as whole genome sequencing, and whole genome sequencing typically is more costly than a regular PCR and isn't considered a screening test. But the goal is to determine if or how or where a virus has changed from one that has existed in your herd previously. Those changes in the genetic code can be enough to explain problems in fighting that disease. SCHIC has funded several studies that utilize and evaluate this diagnostic test as a more in-depth analysis of viruses, because in certain instances, viruses don't act or respond to interventions as expected, and that leads to control measures and other biosecurity interventions not working as they should. As an example, the use of whole genome sequencing is valuable when fighting a disease like PRRS, because PRRS changes frequently, and that can make management of an outbreak really challenging, especially if this is at a positive farm and it's not responding like you'd hoped. So the use of this deeper sequencing can reveal changes in the PRRS virus that allow it to cause an infection. Using the initial PCR can tell if it's there, but then also identify the new lineage. However, further whole genome sequencing can identify individual changes down to the amino acid or the building blocks that make up those genes, because small changes in key genes can change how severe an outbreak can be. So knowing these changes can help target and improve effectiveness of any strategy like vaccine or feedback that you use. So what does all this mean for herd health? Submission of samples for PCR tests helps identify if the pathogen is present, and it can help provide initial classification. Performing a deeper dive into whole genome sequencing is more expensive, but it can yield valuable information for changes in the virus that are causing the outbreak. Information about these genetic changes can be used to evaluate and change your vaccine or feedback strategy and make effective different control measures. Research to understanding the best way to diagnose and characterize swine diseases helps preserve swine health on your farm, but it also can help potentially identify emerging diseases and continue to improve our controls for disease. For research on whole genome sequencing and viruses and other information on disease detection and monitoring can all be found at swinehealth.org.